T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Max, yeah, I really thought the Saturday night Gopher game would be a little bit more than what I watched.
Yeah, boy, it's did Michigan ever punt in that game? I don't even know if they did.
One time, I think.
I mean, it was classic. They couldn't stop them. They couldn't. Michigan, their quarterback, he did what he wanted to do. He'd get outside if he wanted to get outside on the edge. He had guys wide open. I mean, they missed on a couple. Had the kid made his field goals and they connected on one or two others, they'd put up 60-something. I mean, and it wasn't because the Gophers' defense said it was only 49. So that's a back-to-the-drawing-board kind of game. Now, for the Gophers, fortunately, they play maybe the worst team in the Big Ten this week in Maryland, who got just pummeled by Northwestern. Northwestern didn't win a game last year in the Big Ten. So a lot of this, you can kind of see a circus unfolding here because nobody knows what to expect here from any of these teams with no non-conference games. And, you know, Michigan State turned the ball over 7 times and got beat. Indiana beats Penn State in overtime. I mean, it's across the board. And then, you know, Wisconsin, who played so lights out, and Graham Mertz, now they say he tested positive for COVID, although they're going to test him again to see if it's accurate or not. But he's much ballyhooed redshirt freshman replacing a starting quarterback who's hurt, and he threw 5 touchdown passes. So there's a lot of craziness going on in Big Ten football right now.
You know, I've never quite understood the Vikings and their backup quarterback situation, where they never, ever use the backup quarterback, even when Kirk's having a tough game. And you would think, like a pitcher, like an ace, like a Kershaw that goes bad, you bring in a reliever once in a while just to help him out. But is Nate Stanley, the former Iowa quarterback, see any possibility if Cousins struggles again to just come in and see if he's got anything?
I haven't seen him enough just because of the nature of, training camp and everything else. And I haven't talked to so you don't see him scrimmage and all those things. So I don't know. I don't think he was, they released him and brought him back, as I recall. So that tells you that if you're a practice squad guy, you can get picked up by anybody. That usually means you got a ways to go before you're ready to play, and you don't get that many reps. So, and even the other night, I mean, when the Gophers played Tanner Morgan the whole game too, and maybe there's some philosophy there that you say, hey, this guy's got to do something. We got to get him feeling good by the end of the game, and not that you wanted to replace him as a starter, but just when you're down that much, I thought you might see Anixet get some snaps just so he'd be ready for later in the year if you needed him. But coaches are funny that way. They one of the theories is, when you lock into a starting quarterback, don't play games with him. He's the guy, and never, ever, deviate from that, because he has to be the guy. In Cousins' case, most of the problems that he has are from his offensive line more than anything else. When he has a bad game, generally his offensive line is not very good, and they've got him running for his life. And so I think that's part of it as well.
I saw that letter to the editor, I don't know when it was, last week, regarding a mom who was very disappointed she couldn't watch her child run in a cross-country meet. And I guess we're all trying to deal with different restrictions. But I do see that cross-country is going to do a showcase out in Atwater, Minnesota. That's kind of cool.
Yes. Yeah, so it's almost like it's easy for cross country to do it, but it's like having a club sport. So it's not really, the state high school league doesn't have to recognize it as such as a championship, but everybody knows who the good runners are, et cetera. So you can go out there and you can run it, and you can have you can call it a mythical state champion, whatever it wants, but you want. But if the top runners want to participate, they can participate. And then you get that, maybe some closure to the season, you know, and the soccer had up to 8,000 signatures last week to try to complete their season. You know, I don't think it's going anywhere because it's just, it's too late in the game to try to do it. And, obviously, you know, as you watch football unfold, you go, boy, wait, you know, wait till Lakeville South plays Eden Prairie, what about that? And then you go, wait a second, they're not going to play each other. You know, that's not the way it works this year. And you're just so used to, in all sports, going, boy, they're good and they're good. I wonder what would happen if they meet down the road. And you just don't have that this year across the board. And like I said, soccer tried to do something where they said, hey, the schools will, you know, help underwrite it and we'll turn the lights on and just play games to finish the season. We've already played a ton of them. Why can't we play the final ones in the state tournament? And it's not happening. And the only way you can really do that is you can get everybody to sign off on like being a club kind of team. And then you'd go independently and play, and you probably couldn't use a school facility. So it just gets really complicated and messy to do some of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we got Monday Night Football tonight, Mike. High school.
Yes, we do. I didn't even know who's playing tonight. I haven't seen.
We got Woodbury and Rosemont playing one of the games. Yeah, that's crazy. And then we have...
Yeah, Rosemont had a COVID-19 situation earlier this year where they couldn't play Lakeville North. So they had to get it back. But yeah, Woodbury's played well this year, too. And Rosemont's always good with Coach Erdman out there. So that's... and then on top of it, I mean, if this isn't the cherry on top, but to play in this cold weather, you know? and tonight's going to be really cold. And it's your, third, fourth game of the year, depending on who you are. I sat in a duck blind in North Dakota all weekend, Dave, and it was a lot of fun, and it was freezing, man. I'm still getting warm this morning. I loved every minute of it, but you kept thinking, this is October. This isn't supposed to happen now. Honestly, you're in your mind, you're going, well, Thanksgiving's coming up here in a few days. No, it's not. You got a month left, you know?
I know.
Now it's getting all these high school sports, too.
Well, we got a warm-up coming, so we might be in the 50s by Saturday. Hey, Maxie, can you come back at 8:40? I got a lot more stuff to talk to you about.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO Sports. Catch him on Channel 4 TV as well every day. And then, of course, right here with Sports of the Max tonight at 6:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.